Hey guys, this is Rick from Review Blogs, and today we have a very special guest with us. It's Eurovision winner Emily De Forest. Hi Emily, good to see
you. Hi, you too.
Emily, you are finally back with your concerts or with little gigs after all these pandemic situations, which really were hard for all of the artists probably. Mm-hmm. How does it feel to be back on stage?
Well, it feels really great. I mean, it's I had to kind of get used to it again because, like you said, you know, I've just been sitting at home, like writing songs in my underpants, basically, and didn't really have to go anywhere. So all of a sudden to be in front of an audience again, you have to get used to that, but it's so much fun. So it's great being back and be able to play gigs again, for sure.
And for Eurovision fans, you're of course the queen, Eurovision royalty. You won the contest. Do you think this helped your career?
I think it's hard to say what I would have done if I hadn't won. I mean, nobody knows, but what I wanted to do was to make a living from music and do that full time, and I have been able to do that for more than 8 years now. Yeah. So, and I don't know what would have happened. It's you don't know. But I moved to Copenhagen to just to do music and write songs, and I really got an opportunity with that with Eurovision. So if you want to make a living from your music and travel the world and play a lot of fun gigs and release music, it's great. But if you want to cross over to mainstream radio, it can be difficult. I've done that with some singles, but Eurovision is kind of its own world in a way compared to rest of the music business.
Okay. And speaking of Copenhagen, Denmark, Denmark finally sent a song in Danish to Eurovision, but it didn't qualify. Do you think Denmark should go back to send English songs, or what do you think about the language?
I don't know if it has to be English songs. I mean, if you look at Portugal, you know, but
okay, Salvador,
it's in Portuguese, and it's like I don't want to be talking trash about my own language. But Danish is not Portuguese or French or Italian.
Yeah.
It's not as pretty to sing in. I'm sorry, you guys. Swedish is beautiful. I'm half Swedish. I can say that. But Danish is not always a great language to sing in. I don't know. I thought it was also maybe more kind of like the 80s pastiche thing that we did. I think we as Danes think it's super fun. But I think the Eurovision crowd maybe didn't like it. It's kind of like a throwback to the 80s in Denmark where Eurovision was a bit kitsch, you know. And they thought it was super fun to do, but I think that's maybe not what we need in Denmark at the moment. I would love to see songs that we see more of in Melodifestivalen in Sweden, because that's what I think we need in Denmark now, and not fun pastiche, even though it is fun, but we're not going to win with a song like that.
We'll see in the future what Denmark will send to Eurovision.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah. And now we, of course, have to talk about your new music. Yeah. Yesterday, you performed your new song for the very first time here in Germany, in Stuttgart.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a bit more about your song? Typical love song, it's called. Yeah, what it's all about.
Well, it's a typical love song. it's really fun. It happened like out of the blue. I had contact with a publisher that I've worked with, and he got this idea that we should do an interpolation, as it's called, of Alphaville's Big in Japan, their 80s hits. So me and three other writers and producer, we wrote this song. It's from a music academy, songwriting academy in Sweden, which is very famous. All the great people went there. So me and those three writers wrote the song, and then we had to get the approval from Alphaville, because, you know, if they don't like it, you don't get to release it. No to a lot of people. I know so many friends who was turned down, who did an interpolation of songs, but they loved it. They really loved it, so they approved, and that's how that happened. It's been very special, I mean, in general, working these last 1.5 years, because, you know, it's been on Zoom, and I was very skeptical in the beginning, but, you know, it really works when you get used to it and you prepare So I have a lot of other songs also that I hope will be released next year.
Well, I can say this song is very fun. We heard it yesterday live.
From what I've done previously, and it's fun to get the opportunity to do something so different and sing. You know, you can sing a song in so many ways. I did like 4 full demos of the song, and I wasn't satisfied because I have mostly I have like a more darker voice, but it just didn't fit the vibe of this song. So I had to play with it and make it really light and be more like talky, and it was really fun.
Yeah, and for everyone who did not already heard the song, where can people find it?
Oh, on
the
normal every streaming service, I think, available, like Deezer, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, I mean everywhere.
And I also saw the music video. It's also very fun.
Yeah, it's kind of I did like a couple of teasers. Actually, the real music video will come out hopefully next week.
Okay.
I'm actually filming it and cutting it myself with my boyfriend, so really trying to be creative and use a green screen, but you know, I want to make it perfect before I release it. But we got all the material now, so hopefully next week there will be a full music video to see.
So the last question, what do you have to say for all your fans in Europe or all over the world?
Well, it's first of all, it's so great to be out playing gigs again, as I mentioned earlier, and I really, really hope to see you, if not this year, then next year, for live gigs somewhere in Europe. I really hope that. And stream Typical Love Song.
Thank you so much, Emily.
Thanks.
Have a good day here in Stuttgart.
You too. Thank you.